Next up on the agenda is item two, that is PR 2020-004747, SD 2024-00081, preliminary final plat. Applicant Jack Ammerman through agent Opiden Holdings LLC, 98th and I-40 Land LLC, request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of Lot 1 and 2A, Avalon Subdivision, zoned NRBP, located on 94th Street Northwest between I-40 and Daytona Road Northwest, which contains approximately 40.698 acres. Do we have a member of the applicant team here?
Yes, Robert, thank you, I'm here. This is Jack Ammerman with Stantec.
Thank you, sir. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Yep, Jack Ammerman, and I am at 733 Marquette Street in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I am a project manager on behalf of Opiden and the seller I-98 and I-40 Land LLC.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else on your team here to present today?
There are members of Opiden here as well, if needed any specific site and development questions.
Okay, we'll just swear them in if and as necessary. So if you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, if you please present the application.
Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate your time and thank you for having us. Before us today is a minor subdivision application for prelim and final plat for a internal lot line adjustment, essentially. So the existing parcels that we're looking to do this project on are already platted, and we're merely tweaking an internal lot line between the two parcels to better suit the needs of our proposed development, which we're looking at here on the screen. We're proposing a roughly a 90,000 square foot data center, and that is bounded by a ring road and has applicable parking and mechanical and utilities to support the data center. So the plat itself, as I mentioned, is just tweaking the lot line, and then establishing the public infrastructure along Daytona to connect the dots between the adjacent parcels.
Okay. Let's see, I see Ms. Wolfley with her hand raised.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer. I'd hoped to catch the applicant before now, but since I didn't, Mr. Ammerman, would you please provide in the record the effort you made to contact the neighborhood association so that's clear in the record? Just kind of give us a summary of the whole thing and then the activities that occurred yesterday.
Absolutely. Thank you. So as part of the requirements for this application, the development is required to notify the applicable neighborhood organizations with due notice in order to, give them an opportunity to come to the public hearing. And we sent out requests to ONC for the proper entities with the correct neighborhoods to notify. The ONC previously had given us a kickback for two neighborhood organizations. I believe they were Avalon 5 and Swan. And we notified the representatives for those neighborhood organizations with proper timeline and notice per the code requirement. We, in coordination with city staff, and by the way, thank you so much to city staff on digging into this and assisting through it, but we discovered that the ONC database had not been updated or there were some issues there internally. And we received an updated neighborhood notification or contact list yesterday morning. And that included, I forget the acronym, but the West Side Coalition, I believe. And then the Avalon 5 neighborhood organization had been removed and the SWAN contacts had changed. So we immediately sent out new notices to the West Side Coalition and the new contacts for the SWAN Association. And yesterday reached out both via email and phone to connect with those entities. We were successful with connecting with the West Side Coalition. And I spoke with that representative who then walked through the project with them, explained what we were seeking to do and the timeline and everything that we're looking at today. And that entity then replied via email that they had no concerns with the public hearing taking place today, even though they did not receive the required timeline for notice. And so then we have copied all city staff on those emails, and those records are available if needed.
Very good, thank you. All right, anything else you'd like to add, Mr. Emmerman, before I call for the public comment?
Nothing on my end, but we're happy to answer any questions. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Wolfley?
Yes, and I just want to clarify that with regard to SWAN or the Southwest Alliance of Neighborhoods, they did notify them with the contacts that were available at the time they made application. This is the time of year that contacts are changing often. This is when neighborhood associations have their annual meetings. And so I advised Mr. Emmerman that he tried to contact the new contacts, but I said his duty had been fulfilled by contacting the contacts that were there at the time when they were applying. Thank you.
Thank you. Just for the record, in light of this evidence regarding the notice efforts, I find that the notice obligations with regard to the neighborhood associations have been fulfilled on this application. Okay, let's see if there's anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item. Again, this is agenda item 2. It's a request for a preliminary final plat on 94th Street between I-40 and Daytona. Please raise your hand if you'd like to address that item. I'm scrolling through the participants and I don't see anyone raising their hand. Again, please raise your hand if you'd like to provide public comment on agenda item 2. Last call for public comment on agenda item 2. Okay, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, and so we will proceed to the DFT specialty member comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Hi, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I have no comments or objections, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's see, I wanted to ask Ms. Gomez, was that loud enough for the recording to pick up? And Mr. Gutierrez, your audio was really quiet.
I think I was able to grab it. It is quiet, but I think I was able to grab it.
Perfect. Thank you. Next up would be code enforcement, Mr. Ibarra.
This is Marcel Ibarra, Mr. Hearing Officer for code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments and no objections to the proposed platting action.
Thank you, sir. That leads to parks and recreation, Mrs. Phelan.
Sorry, my buttons were getting messed up. This is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I do not have any objections to this request. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Piquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. And next up is transportation. Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. The justification for allowing the right-of-way to remain at 60 feet is acceptable to transportation. We have no further comments and no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. And next, planning, is it Ms. Alec?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Hannah Alec with planning. Planning has no objections to this request. A recorded IIA for the site plan administrative DFT case has been submitted concurrent with this case will be required prior to final sign off of the plat. And these are the conditions of approval from planning. Project and application numbers must be added to the plat sheet. Signatures from utility companies, I believe New Mexico Gas and PNM Electric Services, need to be obtained on the plat, which I know the applicant is working on. Any granted waivers or determinations must be noted on the plat, including the item that Mr. Armijo mentioned. DXF file must be approved by the DHS office. And the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. And that concludes my comments.
Thank you. Ms. Wolfley?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jolene Wolfley. And in this case, I think the nuance is that if someone wants to maintain their existing right-of-way, and in this case, 60 feet instead of the current 62 feet, that's actually what we call a determination. It's an administrative thing. So the condition would be to add a note about that determination onto the plat. I don't think there is a waiver, correct, Ms. Pollack? Okay,
that is correct.
I just want to make that clear. Because that has a separate application and a separate set of findings for you to establish as hearing officer, but the determination can just be part of the plat approval. And you don't have to put specific findings on that.
Thank you. Thank you. Very good. And Ms. Alec, I see that there are the conditions in the chat. Thank you for sending those.
You're welcome.
Anything else, Ms. Alec?
No, that concludes my comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Wolfley, anything else on this item?
No, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you. Mr. Ammerman, did you have any questions about the comments?
No questions whatsoever. I just wanted to thank all of you. I truly appreciate your help and the efforts to get through to this point. We truly appreciate it, and we look forward to moving this project forward. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. In that, given the evidence in the record, I hereby approve agenda item 2, which is PR 2020-004747, SD 2024-00081, preliminary final plat. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations, with the following conditions. First, a recorded IIA for the site plan administrative DFT case will be required before final sign off of the plat. Also, project and application numbers must be added to the plat. Further, signatures from utility companies, NM Gas, PNM Electric Services, need to be obtained on the plat. Next, the DXF file must be approved by AGIS office before final sign-off of the plat. Next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. And finally, any granted determinations must be noted on the plat. Anything further on this item? Well, thank you all very much for your comments and submittals. That concludes agenda item 2.